Hebrews chapter number 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. There's a secret about Calvary. Because his family didn't understand that secret, they wept and mourned at Calvary. There's a secret about Calvary, and because of that, the Roman Empire rejoiced and thought they were victorious. There's a secret to Calvary. There's a secret to Calvary that is the demons did not understand, and the devil, because they danced and rejoiced that he was dead. His followers didn't really understand the secret because they were stunned and fled as sheep scattered from the shepherd. Oh, listen, the world didn't understand. They mocked because they didn't understand the secret of Calvary. The secret of Calvary was that one little statement in the book of Hebrews, for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross and despised the shame. The joy of the defeat of death. From Adam to Calvary, death reigned. But the Lord defeated death, hell, and the grave. And thank God for the joy over death. And for the believer, death is like LaVon saying, no big deal. Oh, look, when you die as a Christian dies, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And the joy that he knew that he'd experience when somebody leaves this world and enter into glory. You know, he knew the joy of his redemptive plan, that he could redeem and save all mankind. Anybody who would come to him can have all of their sins forgiven. Oh, he knew that joy. When somebody gets saved, it's a rejoicing. If you have a burden for somebody and you pray and they get saved, people rejoice. The Bible says there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. The angels don't rejoice. But who's doing the rejoicing? The good shepherd is rejoicing because he died to save sinners. And when somebody gets saved, he rejoices in that. Oh, listen, there's that joy of his redemptive plan that he knew. He knew the joy of resurrection. There's coming a day that every saint who's in the grave, their bodies in the grave, will be resurrected. Oh, what a joyous time. The Bible said the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we which are alive shall be caught up together to meet them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be the Lord. The Lord knew that was coming. And he's looking way past Calvary, way past the garden, way past the grave, and the joy of a reunion of those who are redeemed around the throne of God for all eternity. What a blessing it to be. But he knew more than that. He saw down through time, and he saw the joy of his eternal reign. One of these days, every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord, and he'll rule and reign forever and forever. Would you bow your heads for just a few moments? Thank God for the wonderful program this morning, the singing. Easter, Resurrection Day is a time of singing and rejoicing. And sadly, there are people who have no joy. They try everything in the world, and they can find no peace. They can find no joy because rest and joy and peace are found in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you trust him, you'll have everlasting life. If you trust him, you'll have a peace of God that passeth all understanding. If you trust him, you'll have a joy that passeth all understanding. My dear friend, do you know him today? It's our prayer for all those in the media audience and in this building that you know this living, reigning, ruling, returning Savior, that you trust him today. While we're praying, I want to ask every believer in here to pray very earnestly. Thank the Lord for saving you. Would you pray for the Holy Ghost of God to speak to people even in this building on Sunday morning, that God would speak to them, that they'd be drawn by the Holy Ghost of God, and they could find what they've never ever been able to find anywhere in anything, the peace and joy of the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, I'm glad that God, you loved us and you gave your Son that we might have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for surrendering and yielding to the perfect will of the Father, and you gave your life a ransom. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're here this morning to speak to hearts through the music, through the testimony, and Lord, through the Word of God. And I pray, God, that you draw someone to Christ. God, miraculously, as you resurrected our Lord, I pray, God, that their heart would be broken and they know they need to be saved. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you'd save them right now. God, we can't do that. If we could, we'd save everybody in this building, everybody in the sound of my voice. Take away all their sin and give them that joy and peace. And Lord, the wonderful joy of knowing heaven's their home. And Father, I pray now the Holy Ghost, God, will speak to hearts. Lord, help them. Friends, while we're praying this morning, as we've done every night in the drama, I want to ask you, if you died right now, do you know you'd go to heaven? Do you know you'd be in His presence for all eternity? He said, these things have I written to you that you might know that you have eternal life. And so you can know that. You can know that you're saved. Now I want to beg you in Jesus' name, because He's alive and He loves you and He died for you, the joy that these folk in here who know Christ have experienced, that's not put on. That's just not make-believe. That's real. They know they've been saved. They know their sins are forgiven. They know heaven's real, and they know that's their home. You can know it too. He's no respecter of persons. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, in this building or in the media audience, would you call on Him? Would you ask Him to save you? Would you pray a simple prayer like this? Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, but you bore all of my sin in your body on that tree. You paid my sin debt. You made it possible for me to become a child of God. Right now, I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Come in my heart. Forgive me of all my sin. Save me right now. Lord, thank you for loving me and for dying for me and for saving me right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray you'll do what nobody else can do. Save to the uttermost all that call upon you. Give them everlasting life. Now, dear friends, while we're praying, every head bowed, every eyes closed, if you're here this morning and for the very first time you ask Christ to come in your heart, would you raise your hand toward heaven and thank Him that He died just for you and He saved you this morning? Would you do that this morning? God, the Holy Spirit sees every heart, every hand. Let's stand together, will you? With every head bowed, every eye closed, I want us to close in prayer. Wonderful, wonderful day already. Thank God again for all those who came way early this morning, prepared a wonderful meal for the tremendous singing and for all that went on in the morning service, early morning service, and then for this building being packed out today. Wonderful singing, the anointing of God on every singer in the choir. Thank you, folks, for minding the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus, again for your word. Thank you for all you've done for us, for letting us be a part of all of this wonderful church. Lord, for the reality, it's real. It's real. Our Father, I'm glad that you've made it real to so very many, many people in this building, that they know that you're living and you know that you're their Savior and they know that heaven's their home. Now help us, our Father, to be blessed. Help us to love you and serve you. Help us, our Father, to tell that story that Jesus died to save sinners, and we'll thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.